We're talking to Trevor Long. He's from EFTM.com, and we're talking about this absolute debacle
at Lord Howe Island,
all about the website being hacked, porn, all sorts of stuff happening.
Lordy, lordy.
Nice one, Jude. How are you, brother?
I knew Lord Howe was a good place to go, but a little bit more enticing for some people, I reckon.
What has happened up there, brother?
So basically, they've got a website like many other small businesses, and like many websites, I reckon every day, there'd be people listening today who probably should check their websites. They've been hacked. It's not because they were targeted, most likely. It was probably just that their domain name was running a particular bit of software and it was vulnerable, and they've just been absolutely hammered by it because they've added all these malicious links and, well, salacious links as well.
Yeah. Trevor, first Optus and then Medibank and now Lord Howe Island. I mean, what's going on? Why is Australia such a target for some of these hackers?
Well, straight off, I'd say I wouldn't put this in the same category because This is the kind of thing that literally, like my mum's pub had the website breached like this as well a few years ago. It's just, if you don't really spend the time upkeeping your website, then you're vulnerable to this stuff. Mm. And unfortunately, it's not a targeted thing. It's not an Australia thing. It's just you put up a website on probably a free hosting platform. It's very affordable. It's very easy to do, but it doesn't have the security that you really do need, especially when you've got that high profile presence of being an actual tourist destination.
Well, we're talking about cybersecurity now. In this day and age, surely they're blue chip now, you know, the best of the best. Surely there's a lot of work coming in for these guys now, the cybersecurity teams.
I know a mate who's just moved into cybersecurity a couple of years ago, earning more money than he would ever have imagined because they need these people. If you've got kids, get them into studying cybersecurity because this is the job of the future. They're the tradies of the future because think about Lord Howe, right? They've had this thing. They've had to ring someone and get that sorted in the same way that you have to get your plumbing sorted when there's a leak. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's literally as important today. So it's the trade of today and the future because this stuff's not going to slow down. It's going to keep happening.
Why do the hackers win at the moment? Because at the moment, they are definitely dominating, aren't they? We seem to be very reactive, and they're the ones that are leading the way.
Criminals are always one step ahead, Gussie. That's the problem. You know, even if you're the law enforcement police are one step ahead of you. Now and then, we have a good win on our side. Yeah. But unfortunately, the hackers are always going to have more wins than losses. And this is just a warning. It's a reminder to everyone, especially small businesses. And I'll be a little bit specific here. WordPress. That's the back end that runs these websites. And I checked the Lord Howe website runs on it. If you're running a website, a small business website on WordPress, and you're not continually updating it and checking for security updates, you're vulnerable.
Are there any other tips for average Aussies just to keep their info safe?
Regular change of passwords. That's a really important thing to do because your password might have got discovered a couple of months ago in Optus, and now it could be somewhere else. So you've got to change your passwords regularly. And where you can, turn on what we call two-factor authentication. That's that SMS message you get saying, here's your password. So that basically, even if I read out my password here on the radio, you couldn't get into my accounts because you need to have my mobile phone as well.
Beautiful. Thanks so much, mate. EFTM.com is where we get all the information. You are the best in the business, brother. Thanks for your time today.
The Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell. Weekdays from 4 on Triple M.